This is Proudly Canadian, Proudly Local. We're talking with Marnie Ross today from the Thousand Islands Watershed Land Trust in Athens, and here is our chat. How long has the Thousand Islands Watershed Land Trust been around for? I know it's been under a couple of different names, though, right?
Exactly, yes. We started life in 1992 as the Canadian Thousand Islands Heritage Conservancy. And maybe some of the people around GAN especially would remember us with that name, because we did a lot of cottage tours at the time, and that was great fun. But then we decided we had to go bigger, and so we include the whole watershed of the Thousand Islands now, and that's what our name says, Thousand Islands Watershed Land Trust. So we've been in business for, this is our 33rd year.
Wow, that's amazing. And why is it important for your organization to be active with the community? And I know you folks are really active with the community for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's key, really. I think, you know, nature's important to everybody. And we are one of the few organizations that are direct action, meaning we buy or we accept donations of property and habitat for people, for animals and birds and things. So it's important the community know that. And, of course, we live on donations. That's part of it. But also, it's also about helping everybody understand what nature does for us and why, how we can protect it, how we can help mitigate climate change and all those things.
Perfect. And describe the feeling about being a Canadian organization, especially nowadays. And you mentioned a while back about nature being one of the most Canadian things around.
Well, exactly. I guess after Trump's tariffs, Ecos polling found out that 89% of Canadians thought that nature was the most Canadian thing. And, of course, that's what we're all about.
And finally, is there anything else you'd like the listeners to know about how you you folks support the community? I know you got the Learning Center out there. Just the property in general is a nice time to go visit, isn't it?
Yes, a bit about the property. We're at 870 County Road 42. And so long as somebody is there, you can come and walk the property and enjoy nature there with us. It's an 1838 house built by Ninian Bates of Athens, and a 1850 stagecoach stop, waterfall, the ruins of three mills and a marsh, woods, and hay fields, which we give to the Sitzmas with their eighth line beef. But they're also for the bobolinks and the meadowlarks that are living in there. So it's a lovely atmosphere, and we welcome groups and people that come, families. And we have lots of events. So if you don't know, look up under social media, look up the number 4 ever, T-I-W-L-T, Forever Twilt. And the other thing you can do is go on our website to TIWLT.ca news and say you want to join the newsletter.